GoPro Karma vs. DJI Mavic Pro, which is better 2021 for you? The launch of the DJI Mavic Pro has been a huge success for many reasons. The small size and foldable arms make it easy to transport while providing high-quality images and videos. On the other hand, the Karma drone, which device was designed by camera maker GoPro, was made to capture aerial photography as well as be a performance drone. It also offers a long flight time from up to 20 minutes per charge or 3 hours when using an accessory that doubles battery life. These two drones have their strong points, but which one should you buy? In this blog post, Lucid Cam takes a look at what each drone offers in detail to help you decide on your next purchase. GoPro Karma vs. DJI Mavic Pro. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=7ec2dqdnow. Design. The Mavic Pro and GoPro Karma, two drones look very different. The Mavic Pro is an ultra-compact drone in silver. The drone is small enough for indoor and outdoor flying and has 4 propellers. You can fold it up tightly so that you can transport it around in your bag. The overall weight of the Mavic Pro is 1.62 pounds. It measures over 13 inches in diameter. GoPro is now in the drone game, with a compact, foldable drone that fits into a backpack. The Karma from GoPro is similar in size, with 4 propellers arranged around the white and black design. The Karma is small and can be flown indoors or outdoors. It also has an area where you can safely store a GoPro camera. Karma measures 12 inches in length. It is 2.2 pounds in weight. It is difficult to choose a winner. Both drones are small, lightweight, and feature attractive designs. The Karma weighs in at 2.2 pounds, so we will go with the Mavic Pro. Features. Apps. DJI's mobile DJI Go app is used to control the Mavic Pro and access your content. The GoPro Passenger app on iOS and Android allows you to view your drone's video feed while flying. You can also have a co-pilot to control the camera while you fly. You can check out the list of app for drones, Best Drone App 2021, top full guide for you. Automation tools. If it's automation tools you want, both the Mavic Pro and the GoPro Karma are good choices. Mavic Pro features a feature that locks onto an object or person and follows it wherever it goes. The Mavic Pro also has a no-fly zone option so that you don't get in trouble with local regulations. When the battery runs out, it will automatically return to you to make sure it lands safely. It's also equipped with obstacle avoidance and other sensors to ensure your drone is safe. The automation features of Karma are similar. You can have the Karma follow you by locking onto your controller. The Karma, like the Mavic Pro, also has a tool to help beginners learn how to fly the drone. Karma, as mentioned, is a good choice if you need a co-pilot. The Mavic Pro still offers a great selection of automation tools. The Mavic Pro is the best choice if you are looking for this type of automation. Indoor vs. outdoor flying. Indoor flying is safe. Before you take to the skies, make sure you have permission from others. It is best to fly your drone in open areas where there are fewer chances of damaging the drone or the building. Both the Mavic Pro and Karma indoors are small and easy to handle. They're also very compact. The Mavic Pro can fly thousands of miles in the air and has a range of more than 4 miles outside. It can fly up to 40 miles an hour. The Karma drone from GoPro also has impressive outdoor specs. Although it can fly at 10,500 feet, it is not as high as the Mavic Pro's 16,404 feet. The drone can be controlled from up to 9,840 feet away. Battery life. The Karma can stay in flight for 20 minutes of flight time. This isn't a huge amount of time. The Mavic wins again with a maximum flight time of 21 minutes. According to DJI, it can last for up to 27 minutes. You can also carry extra batteries for each drone, which is a good idea considering the short flying time. Karma's range of Karma is less than 2 miles, which is half the distance that the Mavic can get. The Karma travels at 35 miles per hour instead of 40 miles per hour and is therefore slower. It also has less responsiveness because it is bulkier. Video. Although the Mavic's camera cannot do any of these things, GoPro has an edge in terms of camera functionality and customization. DJI's drone is more appealing if you are a fan of taking selfies with gestures. The Mavic Pro can record better video with up to 4 Kelvin's resolution at 30 frames per minute. DJI claims that the Mavic Pro will have a 60 megabits per second bitrate and an ISO range between 100 and 3200. Field of vision for the Mavic Pro is 78.8 degrees. Karma by GoPro is a completely different story. The Karma, unlike the DJI Mavic Pro, which has a built-in camera, is compatible with any of the three GoPro cameras, Hero 4 Black and Silver, or Hero 5 Black and Silver, and Hero 6 Black, or both. The Hero 6 Black is the most powerful of all the drones and can record 4K videos. It will cost you $400 and add high costs to your drone's overall price. I would choose the Mavic Pro because of this and the extra step required to get your drone up in the air. GoPro Karma vs DJI Mavic Pro Photo. The Mavic Pro's camera boasts a 12-megapixel sensor with ISO ranges from 100 to 1600. Your photos can be saved in JPEG or DNG. You can also capture photos in burst, single shot, interval, auto exposure bracketing, and EV bias. The Karma does not come with a camera. You will need to use the GoPro camera's technology in the above mentioned. Although it's not ideal for all situations, the Hero 6 Black from GoPro would be a great choice with its 12-megapixel sensor and RAW support. Controller. How do you control these monsters? The Karma comes with its very own controller. We think it looks a little outdated. It is a clamshell-style remote control with a 5-inch touchscreen. This touchscreen displays real-time views from the drone's camera at 720p resolution. DJI provides an optional controller that you can attach to your smartphone to view what's being recorded. If you wish, you can control the Mavic with just your smartphone. On the other hand, GoPro announced the GoPro Passenger app, which allows others to view and control your GoPro camera while you fly your drone. However, it doesn't look like you'll be able to actually control the Karma drone with a phone app. DJI has another trick in its arsenal. The DJI goggles look very similar to a VR headset. They allow you to see what the drone's camera sees. Your head movements can control the drone's movements. This could land you in legal trouble if you have to keep it within your reach. Camera shootout. There are many cheaper RC options for flying around with planes or helicopters. It's all about your camera for DJI and GoPro. Both cameras shoot 4K video, and both have 1-2 MP sensors. It's easy to see that it's a numbers game. Cameras are not limited to the number of megapixels. The GoPro Karma relies on a Hero 5 detachable camera. This is where the GoPro begins to surpass the Mavic Pro in terms of convenience. This is a 2-for-1 deal. It can be used as an action camera and is waterproof up to 33 feet. Camera's quality is the issue. GoPro's fisheye effect is a problem that can make editing difficult. Flat mode reduces the fisheye effect and allows you to create footage that is easy to edit. Videographers have the option to shoot in dog and color correct later. Photographers have a variety of modes, such as single and burst. DJI Mavic Pro. Do you have a DJI Phantom 4? The same cameras, but with a slightly smaller FOV. Although subjective, but I like the fact I don't have to drill down into the camera settings to get a FOV that's not absurd. Although I wish it had the same FOV as landscape, the damn thing is tiny. There had to be compromised. The 1-2 MP offers 4 modes for stills. Single shot burst shooting, 3/5 frames auto exposure bracketing, AEB, 3/5 bracketed frames at 0.7 EV bias interval video, C4K, 4096x2160 24p 4K, 3840x2160 and 24/25 30p 2.7 kelvins, 2704x1520 and 24/25 fifths, 30 PFHD, 1920 × 1080 and 24 25ths, 30 48 50ths, 60 96 PhD, 1280 × 720 and 24 25ths, 30 48 50ths, 60 120ths PhD. Having the benefit of using the Phantom 4, the AWB and color correction is damn good out of the box. It's the same camera sensor, and the ability to fit ND filters on is always a plus when using it. Karma, grip. GoPro's Karma was one of the most innovative ways to set up the camera with a removable grip. It is easy to set up the camera and customize the type of cameras you want to use on board. This drone can be equipped with multiple GoPro models. It could also scale up when new GoPro products are released. The Karma has an advantage in terms of setup and image quality, as the image quality can continue scaling compared to the Mavic's onboard grip. DJI Mavic Pro, flight mode. The DJI has many features, including GLONASS positioning modes and collision detection. This drone has GPS and follows modes, making it ideal for taking action shots and other creative purposes. This drone is easy to use and has a very intuitive control system. Unfortunately, Karma doesn't have as many smart flight features. It can also take longer to learn how to fly the drone safely. DJI again wins for their DJI Mavic Pro model's flight performance. Feature showdown. This is where they truly diverge. Extra features. The GoPro Karma's camera can be detached to make it a Hero 5. These are two products in one. They also include a stabilization grip. This is GoPro's version of the DJI Osmo, but it makes the Karma a great option if you are looking for a complete kit. It shines from a non-drone standpoint, offering many uses. Its biggest problem is DJI Mavic Pro's technology. There is no way to remove the Mavic's camera, but the Phantom 4 has all of the safety features. These features are available on the Mavic as well as other models. With a 1080p downlink, you can extend your range to more than 4 miles. Object avoidance, gesture control. This list could go on. These features will be available on future DJI Phantoms or Inspires. Purchase a Mavic Pro or Karma. I know you'll hate me, but it all depends. The Mavic Pro is the drone that wins. Battery life is better. Portability. Cameras are a well-known quantity. The Karma is the perfect choice for the GoPro enthusiast who has always wanted an Osmo. It costs just $100 more. You lose range, safety features, and battery life for the extras. That's a tough sell with the Osmo Mobile out for $300. DJI is also well-known in the professional and consumer drone industries. GoPro is the newest kid on the block. But it's not new in the world of action cameras. It's the standard bearer the same way DJI enjoys its niche. If I had to pick, I'd lean towards the Mavic Pro based on specs. This is also because I already own an Osmo, so the stabilization grip won't appeal to me. I'd buy a Hero 5 anyways, and the sheer portability of the Mavic Pro is astounding. The Phantom 4's range and live streaming capabilities are outmatched by the Mavic Pro. This drone is not even 1 year old. The only thing that matters is the specs. You can get an idea of the differences between each one and how they compare to each other. The next step is to compare footage with stills. The person who is actually shooting the shot will win. Amazing footage and stills can be found on DJI or GoPro. Conclusion. In the end, it is clear that both products with the best features offer a lot of benefits to consumers. If you are looking for an option with superior video quality and performance, then go with Karma. If you want one that will fly higher, for longer, has extra flying features thanks to its built-in sensors which allow for obstacle avoidance, and with more features in flight, the Mavic Pro is tops. Ultimately, what matters most is your preference, which one suits your needs best. We hope this article has been informative. Read more, DJI Spark vs. DJI Mavic Pro 2021, which drone is better for you? DJI Phantom 4 Pro vs. Mavic 2 Pro 2021, which drone is better for you? Mavic Pro vs. Mavic Air, which is better for you 2021, DJI Spark vs. DJI Mavic Mini, which it better for you 2021.